Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. I usually flop that out a little faster than what I did. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I wanted to start out. I have several things here on my desk. If we get to it, depending on how you are out there in the caller land today on this Friday, but I want to bring to you something that was shared with me about equality. And we have seen so much, and we're going to cover some of this today, hopefully. But we have seen so much in the news, and we have endured so much in the last several years, not just this administration, although this one seems to be capping it off, but we have seen so much destruction of our rights. And in doing this, when they compromise the Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and they try to take away our First Amendment with the right of religion, we have been compromised. And they are trying, they can't take it away, but they are trying to take away equality. So let me share with you these words on equality. By Christ's stripes we were healed. Time has proven that by man's stripes we are displaced. Inequality, balance, and unity. Equality is mentioned in the Bible. Equality applies to all existing things, even marriage. Equality is not met in same-sex marriage. Equality has to do with reproduction in nature. Nature consists of all living things on earth. Balance is also part of equality, that all living things may exist. Important for all reproduction of mankind, animals, nature's substance and substances, etc. The cause for equality stays off burden. Great burdens happen when God's commandments and statutes are forsaken. The widows, orphans, sick, and the poor are often left in the realms of inequality. It takes the balances in God's word to stay off inequality and work toward balance. All men are created equal, which pertains to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I have several stories today following up on a few things. And one of them today is about a father who's been, he's not allowed to go to school now because he has been banned from his child's school. No trespassing order was given to him. He is an Iraqi veteran. But his daughter was being forced or being given a homework assignment on Islam. And I want to share this with you. And I want your opinion on this. This man fought. He had friends die. He lost friends, family in this war. He's an Iraq veteran, and he was banned from his daughter's high school after objecting to a required homework assignment about Islam. Kevin Wood, father of an 11th grader at La Platte High School in Charles County, Maryland, was upset to discover a teacher had asked his daughter to write a 3-page essay about Islam's 5 pillars, Mecca and Muhammad. After Wood met with the school's vice principal to discuss the matter, the school banned Wood from the property late last week. Now, They banned him. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he did. I don't know how red his face might have gotten. But they banned him as if his child is being held captive. He's not allowed there. That's my words. He says, I don't agree with it. I said you can't study God or Christianity in school. You have atheists suing schools for saying God and the pledge and not being able to say prayers before football games. But we can force feed our kids Islam. Those were his words. Are they not ringing true? Is there a certain inequality here? A balance that is out of whack? Not balanced at all? Katie O'Malley Simpson is the spokeswoman for Charles County Public Schools, told the Daily Signal that Wood, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq, was banned from school property because he was threatening to cause a disruption at the school that could compromise the safety of the students and staff. So I'm not sure what he was threatening. She says, we don't issue a no trespassing order lightly. O'Malley Simpson defended the assignment on the Islam, saying it was part of Maryland's world history curricular standards that are required for all counties in the state. The particular unit in question at La Platte High School is on the formation of the Middle Eastern empires, in which students learned the basic concepts of the Islamic faith and how it, along with politics, culture, economics, and geography, contributed to the development of the Middle East. Other religions are introduced when they influence or impact a particular historical era or geographic region. Well, I'm wondering, this is Beth now, I'm wondering, did they use the oldest history book to study any of this, of how this came to be? Did they use the Bible? There's all kinds of historical content there. Did they use that? Tearing up, Wood's wife said in an interview with the Fox News on Tuesday that the school doesn't understand the sensitivity of the subject. She said, the people do not understand what he endured when he was over in Iraq. He lost friends, and he lost brothers and sisters to these people. O'Malley Simpson said, the dispute between Wood and the school is not yet resolved, and the school and Wood are in discussions that will continue into the next weeks. Do they teach that these were our enemies? Do they teach that these folks, that this, the Islam wants all, hates the Western culture, wants them all either converted or dead? Do they teach that when they teach the five pillars? Why is it okay to teach that history, but it is not okay to teach Christianity, which has played a great deal in history? No, part of her words here, other religions are introduced when they influence or impact a particular historical era or geographic region. What about the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Who influenced that? They want to deny that Christianity had anything to do with that. I got a few quotes when we come back. This is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. We'll be right back.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. And my voice would like the break at 877-895-5410. I said I was going to share some quotes. We talked about equality. We talked about a man who's been banned from his high school, his daughter's high school, because he objected to them teaching Islam when they refuse and deny and schools are sued over Christianity. So we can teach something else, but we can't teach our own foundation, is what I'm saying. Well, here is a quote from the Massachusetts Provincial Congress in 1774. Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and the social duty of each individual. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave. And another one here. Let me find it here. These are from the American Minute by Bill Federer. If you don't get these, you really ought to. Every now and then I use one in the pen. This is John Adams. It is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. Well, I can see where the immorality that's being pushed on us is causing the inequality, is causing an unbalance in our society, is causing you to lose your liberties as we compromise what is right. not left and right. What is right, meaning righteous? What is good? We're calling good evil and evil good, and it is imbalanced. It is out of whack. And it is not equality. It is inequality. And these people that are doing it, they're bullies. Pushing you around. They're bullies, thinking they can do whatever they want to do. Well, the bathroom bill is still unresolved as Houston mayor backs off with the subpoenas, it says here. Now, this is more of the inequality, and this is what I mentioned to you last week. Is this a time when they have taken a bold few, two or three steps forward, and now they're going to take one step back, which means they made progress and we lost, doesn't it? Now, they're calling it a victory, but let me share just part of this with you. Houston Mayor Annis Parker, the city's first openly homosexual mayor, yesterday withdrew subpoenas of sermons and other communications from five local pastors. Parker's decision concluded a two-week standoff between the LGBT rights activists and champions of religious liberty sparked by a measure known as the bathroom bill. Now, the bathroom bill, let me just talk about that just a second. The bathroom bill was anybody could use the bathroom. Doesn't matter what gender you are. So today, if you feel like you're a female, biologically, but you feel more like you're a male, you can use the man's bathroom. Or vice versa. If you're a female and you feel like you're a man and you feel more like you're female, you can use that other bathroom. Yeah, when these are one stallers, I don't have a problem with it, and you can lock the door. But when they're open bathrooms, I have a huge issue with it. And I believe the ignorance that pushes something like this should be held accountable if one child, one woman, one man is hurt, injured, raped, or assaulted. They need to be held criminally responsible. Just like the man outside the bank driving the getaway car. They are an accessory to the crime because they were stupid. It's ignorance gone to seed in full bloom, as my predecessor would have said. Why would we compromise the safety of our citizens here in the United States of America? Why would we dare subject children to such a thing? Why? This mayor and her groupies, the council, the city council there, that made this bill, that passed this ordinance of the bathroom bill, they need to be told that if this stays, they will be held criminally responsible. If just one incident takes place, just one. All right. That was my tirade. I'm going back to the article now. After much contemplation and discussion, I am directing the city legal department to withdraw the subpoenas. This is coming from the Mayor Parker. The underlying issue, however, is far from resolved. City officials so far have refused to allow the bathroom bill, officially called Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, or HERO, to be subject to voter referendum. Voters have no choice. They know the voters don't want it. They know the people are against this. What mother, what father in their right mind, yes, in their right mind, would want their children subjected to this? The subpoenas were only one element of this disgraceful episode. The scandal began with another abuse of power when the city of Houston arbitrarily threw out the valid signatures of thousands of voters. The subpoena threat has been withdrawn, but the mayor and the city should now do the right thing and allow the people of Houston to decide whether to repeal this ordinance. The city had targeted five Houston pastors who led a petition drive and delivered what Parker called the anti-hero petitions to City Hall. Their First Amendment was denied. We have Annette from West Virginia. Annette, how are you today?
Good morning. Beth, tolerance has been the bane of our existence. There's not a group of people who formed a society that didn't do it on the basis of a belief system. And so, therefore, in order to maintain the type of society that they felt was right for them, you had to abide by their understanding. Now, in the founding of our country, you could not hold office unless you were a Christian, because they knew that if you let anybody else in over a period of time, Lucifer's children and adherents throughout the world would gain prominence in your institutions and change your society. And that's exactly what has happened.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it has been tolerance. You know, they tell us, well, we need to tolerate this. And then it's acceptance. And now it is forced acceptance.
Well, Beth, tell your people, our people, and everybody else, that Christianity is actually in the USA Constitution.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Under Article 6, Section 1, because it stated that all debts and engagements, which were a part of the Articles of Confederation, became part of our Constitution. And the Articles of Confederation were Christian biblical law.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, but you're absolutely right, and that's what we're pushing. We're trying to get people to understand, okay? We need to wake up, friends, and we need to stand, just like these quotes were saying. It is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom and securely can securely stand. We cannot tolerate these mayors. I don't care how many closets she comes out of. We cannot allow her to endanger the children, to endanger other females, to endanger other men. Now, they're going to say, well, there's no danger. Well, there absolutely is. There absolutely is. You're opening a door. You're opening a can of worms for child molestation. You're just opening it up. And they need to slam that door shut and lock it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It's Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim Trump elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I had somebody send me a message that this same issue with the bathrooms is going on in Springfield, Missouri. Wow. Well, we know they have the unisex bathrooms. And like I said, if it's a one stall or one room, you can lock the door. I don't have a huge issue with that. But if it's an open bathroom with open stalls I have a huge problem with it, and I think it needs to be stopped. We have David from Massachusetts. David, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, sir. Well, I've got a little cold in the chest, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, just a quick note. The winter of 1990, January, February, I spent at Fort Leonard Wood, so I lived in Missouri for a little while.
Okay.
Got a taste of Missouri. Good, nice area, beautiful
right.
Sunset.
Smack dab in the middle of the nation.
Yep, but beautiful sunsets. Never seen them like that before.
They are gorgeous here.
Quick note. They're saying now that the Ebola virus can live up to 50 hours on certain services. And we have yet to really hear, or I have yet to hear, heard being discussed the idea that Ebola can live on money.
Ebola, what? Say that again.
that if the Ebola virus can live on certain services, what's to say it can't live on money?
Interesting.
Right? And then people handle the money. And then they declare an emergency, and they do away with cash, and now we're all on plastic, which is a goal of some that they want to do away with cash.
Well, you're right. You're right. But I think we're getting to that cashless society without Ebola.
Right. But I'd like to know if anybody, any of your listeners, are aware of what the possibility is of paper money or coin money transmitting the disease.
Well, you know, I've heard that for years since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that money's dirty.
Right. But now it's a real reality with this thing here.
Well, has it not been with other things? I mean,
it certainly has.
The influenzas and stuff that go around, and you put that, yeah.
You're correct, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
what I just wanted to offer up for you. Have
all
a great
right.
day.
Well, that brightens our weekend. I'll try to have gloves on when I handle any money.
Oh, no. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate the call. I have another issue here I wanted to discuss with you. Well, we're going back to the equality. I'm not jumping gun exactly, but it is a jump from the open bathrooms to immigration. Now, I have the third grievance letter ready for you, and I know some of you have already sent me your envelopes. I'm a little bit slow with getting it out, and I will. I'll get her done. I promise. I'm hoping to get caught up this afternoon, but. Rand Paul, he's upset with Obama. Obama's got a plan here. And he's, of course, this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. He says an exclusive. Rand Paul says Obama thinks he can act like a king. Well, you know, we've had the last several presidents that think they can act like a king. That's why they like those executive orders. Just like the mayor there in Houston did away with all of the signatures and the petitions as if they meant nothing of the people there in that city, in that town. She just did away with them, ignored them completely. The people are not going to have a say, and that's it. Well, the fight goes on there, but here we know they're waiting for elections to take place, and then they're going to make some moves because they don't want to do them before the elections. He says in an exclusive interview with the Daily Signal that the Kentucky Republican, that is Rand Paul, questions on President Obama's plan to implement an administrative amnesty following the election. Now, let's watch and see if this happens. You know, both sides are always pointing fingers, so let's see if this really happens. The religious liberty debate playing out in Houston, the government's response to Ebola, and the fallout in Ferguson, Missouri, where Paul recently visited. But they say that he's going to use an executive order and make a sweep for amnesty. Now, I had in the pen this last issue, and I'm running about a month behind on it, but this last issue that I had, and if you would like a free issue of the pen to see if you're going to like it before you spend a whopping $24.95, just send me a note, and I will send it to you. It'll cost me the postage, but just send me a note, and I will send it to you. But in this one, I put the article in that I shared on air from the journalist in Denver, Colorado. She writes for the Rocky Mountain News there, the Denver Rocky Mountain News. And I'm not going to share it with you today, but somebody made a flip comment to her that what would happen if we lost all these illegals and even the, you know, the illegal immigrants here, we would be out that they spend a lot of money here, that they do a lot here for us. So she did a little research, and she came up with some statistics that will blow your mind as to what they're costing us. But with a sweep of a pen and an executive order, Obama plans, is what we hear, he's planning to make amnesty for all these illegals. It's a shame, my friends, it's a shame that he would put that before the security of this nation. Why? Why? Well, the third, the third letter of grievance that you need to send to your representatives and senators and governors and whoever else deals with illegal immigration. Thousands of undocumented illegal alien crimes take place in American soil each year. Crimes such as murder, kidnapping, drunk driving, sexual assault, abandonment of children, etc. We become dumping ground for crime. It's frightening to think about the unknown threats that will continue to happen to America's infrastructure in the future. Disease and gun warfare can and will happen at any time. Millions, if not billions of dollars, escape across our open borders of the United States of America each year. This gradually weakens and endangers our economy. The constant rise in crime and increase in black market activity endangers American citizens, their lives and livelihoods. These monies come from drug deals of all sorts, illegal earned wages here in America, human trafficking, stolen vehicles, and etc. While illegal aliens reside here in the United States of America, there is another area of expenditures mounting in billions of dollars. These costly services are health care, education, food stamps, or EBT cards. With all of the above mentionable, we have not forgot. We must not forget the subsidies furnished by the United States government to the illegal aliens' governments. The above-mentioned crimes are a disgrace to rule of law in the United States of America and misuse and abuse tax revenue. It is time to close the United States of America's borders to the illegal aliens and cut subsidies to the illegal aliens' countries. The people's representation to an inferior position toward the Constitution and rule of law in the United States of America has happened. We, the people, need restitution of our constitutional freedoms and rule of law. We, as people, no longer wish to continue on a road to our freedom's demise. We have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
Well, Beth, I like what you just said.
Thank you.
And I'm a believer. But what I'm really upset about is to think our soldier was mistreated by his child's school.
Yes.
In the First Amendment, it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
That's right.
And the reason that they're not to is because the religion in our country has already been established.
Yes.
It's called the Bible.
Hang on just a second. We're going into a break. I want to talk about that when we come back. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. And Kay and Beth Ann will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. at willysmoothrevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit willysmoothrevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, willysmoothrevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSC Talk Radio. Kenby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hamby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hamby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hamby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hamby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hamby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hamby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hamby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It has been free for all Friday. We are in the final segment of today's show. We started out speaking about equality, and I also wanted to mention responsibility. But we have Kay right now. Kay, let me read the First Amendment one more time. It says, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." And in Houston, they have pretty much denied all of that.
Well, the thing of it is, it's wake-up time. It is wake-up time. The religion has already been established, so that's the reason that they made the remark that no law respecting an established religion shall take place again. It's already been established.
Absolutely.
And they need to stick to it. And I'm sick and tired of looking at the inequalities. Inequalities from big corporations that have big bucks to hire, political lawyers, to shove our small farmers off the land. They are not being represented as they should either. There's a lot of misrepresentation, and our soldier that was kicked out of that school, I don't know what's wrong with those people's heads, but they need to be straightened out. And Congress needs to get on the ball and start reading our Constitution as it was meant.
And this goes back to, Kay, to something that I have mentioned many, many times. It is very important. We tend to look over it, but it's very important who you elect on your school board.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And this is evidence of that. Absolutely. Kay, I appreciate you so very much. I really do. Kay's one of my cheerleaders. She calls and gives me a pep talk every couple of times a week, and I really appreciate it. We're about out of time, and I have a New York call I'm going to go to, Kay. Thank you so much.
You have a good day now. Thank you. I hope several people heard what I said because it's the truth.
We did. They did hear it. We have Chet from New York. Chet, how are you today?
Good, Beth Ann. How about yourself, ma'am?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Okay, what a lovely call. No, I heard everything. It was
okay, it's wonderful. She's just a wonderful patriot, yep. Revolutionary person. She's just absolutely wonderful.
Oh, very astute. I mean, we need people like her teaching the young people. Come on.
Let me talk about the young people.
Yes, ma'am.
The polls are showing that, you know, the millennials are tending to go Republican. They're starting to turn. And of course, the Republicans think it's something they're doing. I think it's more about the economy.
I think
they're seeing their future. But, you know, they play these political games, the Democrats and the Republicans. Wouldn't just plain old truth be good?
Yes, ma'am. I'll just put it in because I know that you spoke often about your five sons, which
yes,
is great because as a mom, I talk about I have a son and a daughter, and my son's going to be 33 soon, and my daughter's 28. Now, they would be considered, you know, that younger group, right?
Yes, they would.
They're disgusted with it all. Their groups also. I mean, I'm starting to see a big switch, you know, underneath the radar that you're not going to hear from the mangled media. So I'm on board with you in the sense to where we're the older ones, and the Bible states that. We're supposed to be teaching the younger ones, and if we do, they're not going to stray. They might drift like we did a wee bit, but, right?
Right.
I think they're bringing the moorings back. I didn't really call to say that, but I was calling about how one time with the school systems and all that, because how this poor gentleman, you know, he was restricted access and all that, being a vet. Years ago, my son just happened to wear a hockey hat because the Sabres up here, that was his team, and they won. And he kind of did it in defiance because his vice principal was a Muslim, which is fine, but he would wear his cap all the time.
No.
So I had to go to school and tell the guy, look, if you can wear a cap, my son can wear a cap. And the guy removed his hat. So, you know, I don't know if that makes, you know, any big difference. But for me, I felt good by at least sticking up for my boy in the sense to where, well, okay, yeah, freedom of religion. But you just can't walk around with your religious hat on. And that's,
well, and this vet.
Am I wrong? Or?
You're not wrong. But
okay,
this vet. He needs to have the community rally around him. They need to stand up to the school's principal. They need to stand up to the school board. And they need to stand up to whatever curriculum is being taught. Maybe it's time to change the curriculum.
Well, see, because I'm going back. My son graduated in 2000. So, you know, we got 14 years of the Nazi, you know, brainwashing. And it's getting tougher. You know that, you know.
I do.
And I only brought up that point to where, you know, if I could do it and I'm just one man alone, right. If you get a community, I think they're going to balk, you know, and they will, you know, they will have to step back. Yeah?
Right.
You know?
Right. I know. I appreciate it, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Really
no. I was just going to tell you, you do such good work, and I do appreciate it. I listen every day, but I'm not going to call all the time because I'm just a pest, and I talk myself to, you know, boring myself to death. So.
Well, you don't bore me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, and God bless you, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Chad. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well,
then.
In the article that I didn't get time to share, we're about to run out of time, it says the polls show that young voters are switching allegiance from the Democrats to the GOP. Now, you know, they're out romancing. The parties are out romancing whoever they can get in, whether it's the women, you know, they want us to believe there's a war against us, and it has to do with birth control, not opening bathrooms up for perverts to come in and take advantage of us. And they want us to believe those kind of things, and they make these policies, and they make these, I mean, they go out and they start running their propaganda and romancing one side or the other. And my stance is to tell the truth. That's a new one in politics, isn't it? Just tell the truth. Tell the truth of our origin. Tell the truth about our Constitution. Tell the truth about our God. Tell the truth and let people decide. It is only the truth that sets you free. Only the truth. The lies and the policies and the propagandas, they will not set you free, and a piece of paper will not set you free. Well, here's something that I received this morning. When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love have always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible. But in the end, they always fall. Think of it. Always. This is Mahatma Gandhi. Always. The truth will always prevail in the end. So what are you going to stand on? Do we want to be concerned about hurt feelings over someone who's come out of a closet and they think that anybody who wants to be whatever they want to be, I mean, just throw biology out of the schools, by golly. It just depends on what frame of mind you're in, what sex you are that day. That government is not here to worry about feelings, but rights and security of the people and the equality. To do this to these bathrooms, to these children, is an out-of-balance society. And it's a family, I'm afraid, that is dysfunctional. And it's time for the truth and the family of the Americans that we know and love come together and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.